to order. I want to welcome everybody. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next on the agenda is roll call, and Charles has contacted us about being excused today. So I hear a motion to excuse Councilmember Charles.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Gina first. Second was Dan. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, that passes. And then 1.4, citizen input. If you would like to address the council on council matters, please raise your hand. We'll give you up to 5 minutes. When you come to the mic, please give us your name and address. Okay, since nobody raised their hands, I will close citizen input time. Do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Dan first.
Second.
Okay, Eugene second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. All right, and if that passes, next is a motion for the approval of the consent agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
First, and Kayla was second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, and that passes also. We'll go to current business, 4.1. And we have a public hearing on the 6-year 2014 to 2019 Transportation Improvement Program. Okay, public hearing procedure. Please bear with us as we proceed through the legal and technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:03 p.m. as to receive staff report and public comments on the city's 6-year Street Transportation Improvement Program for 2014 to 2019. This public hearing, as required by state law, the 6-year Street Transportation Improvement Program has been drafted. I will now ask staff to present their report. Terry and Larry, you want to take that one?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Tonight we want to talk a little bit about the 6-year Transportation Improvement Program. we've worked on this throughout the year. This is probably the fifth time that since I've been here with the city that we presented this and moved different streets in and out of this plan. So this 6-year street plan here has to be developed and adopted by council in order to be up for federal and state funding monies available. So tonight we've constructed this plan, and the items that are on it are the same items that we had on it for the last year or two, with the exception that we've taken off the SR 26 First Avenue project, which was completed by WashDOT here just a couple weeks ago. The order in this, the way that these are formed in this plan, doesn't mean that you have to follow that priority. You can mix these up and move them around and do what you've got to do to pick from. there's no priority to them. You can add to it, you can delete from it whenever council prefers. It has been worked on. The council committee, street committee, has actually looked at this just here recently. We've addressed this and looked at the streets here throughout the year several different times. So if you don't mind, we'll flip through to our screen here and we'll kind of run down through these. So the first item up on the board right here is 14th Avenue reconstruction from Cemetery Road to Highway 26. The number two item there is South Broadway reconstruction from Elm to Columbia. There's a section there where we quit at Elm Street, and down to Columbia we quit going underneath SR 26 there. So that's the patch in between there. The third one is North Broadway construction, reconstruction from Main Street to Lee Road. Just skip over me here. First Avenue reconstruction here from First Street to SR 26. We got Lee Road construction, number five here, from 7th Avenue to 14th Avenue. That one there is pretty well coming apart on that end of the road, so this is on the list for importance here. East Concrete Drive upgrade from SR 24 east to the port property. That's SR 24 to 7th Avenue. Number seven, SR 24 industrial area improvements. SR 26 to Bench Road, number 8 to 7th Avenue, and Columbia Street construction there from Scutney to Sullivan Drive. Number 9 is Scutney Street West across railroad tracks here, Broadway Avenue westerly. And then we've got the turn lanes and approaches on SR 24 from 26 overpass to Bench Road. Those are the items that we've had on the list. We're asking council to readopt the six-year here as you see it in front of you tonight. It's something that we've actually worked on and council's seen before in the past. So at this time, if council's got any questions, I'll answer those.
Thank you, Terry. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Okay. Was Larry speaking now or not? Nope. Okay. Okay, I will now ask for public testimony. Questions or objections be heard from the citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and I'll allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Mr. Crozier?
My name is Michael Crozier, and I live at 625 11th Avenue North here in Othello. I looked over a copy of this, and I was just kind of amazed at the things that weren't on the list, like the north part of Olympia Street from 7th to 14th, the widening of that from a single lane to two lanes. Surely you understand that when you did the south of that, you did the less traffic portion of Olympia Street, and if there was a requirement to do that, certainly there would be more of a requirement to do the north part of Olympia Street. Also, I'd really like to remind you that you made a commitment to the Nazarene Church to construct the north part of Scutney from 7th to 14th as an arterial, and I don't see it on this list. Have you given up hope of getting some sort of state financing to aid and assist you with that? Or have you just decided not to have that as an arterial street now? The street that runs in front of Burger King, I forget what the name of it is, but ultimately that's going to be a frontage road along the highway, and we know that that's gotta be done. So why isn't that on the list? There are a whole bunch of things that we know are gonna have to be done in the next 10 years, or 5 years, or 6 years, and that are not on the list. So I was wondering why that was. Aren't we supposed to just put everything on this list that we think that we might want to do, and then go after the funding that we really want to have? It just seems to me to be an incomplete job. And by the way, you call this a plan. I don't see any estimates. I don't see any schedules. I don't see any real program planning going into this document. This is not like the city of Richland turns in. This is not like the city of Pasco turns in. They could have a completely integrated six-year street plan that includes the stuff the local jurisdiction is going to do and all the other jurisdictions are going to do, so that it's a completely understandable document for the citizens. This is not just to submit to the state for funding. This is for the citizens to understand what's going on in government. And I don't understand why you've given up on trying to make that visibility available to citizens. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crozier. Is there anybody else? Okay, I will now close the public input part of this. Let me see. Staff want to respond to the public comments or questions.
Yeah, I'll comment on that. Okay. Some of the stuff that we've got right here, Mr. Crozier did mention scrutiny from 7th to 14th on the north side of that. We haven't put that on the plan. We overlooked that section of it, but I believe here on Columbia Street and Olympia Street, that this plan right here that we're looking at is for arterials and not residential, so to call streets here, which Olympia is and which Columbia Street is.
Also, part of the reason we don't put the amounts on there is we'd be guessing, and it costs us money to put Larry to work to find out, and it may be 10 years where we get to do it and the price will be totally off. So we usually wait till we know money's available, and then we put them to work to get us the costs and what's going to happen. So when we apply for the funding that way. Any other comments by staff, Larry, or Damon, no comments? Okay. All right. Does any council members have comments or questions at this time? I will now close the public hearing at 7:12 p.m. And thank you for your comments. Next on the agenda is 4.2 Resolution 2013-16, adoption of the 2019 six-year street transportation improvement program. Terry.
Good evening, Mayor. Tonight, we're going to ask Council to adopt this six-year transportation improvement program that we've just discussed and I've kind of ran down through. It's, like I've said, Council's seen it in the past, and we've just went over it here just recently in the week. So tonight we're asking Council to approve that six-year street plan.
Any questions? Terry, by the Council? Okay, do I hear a motion to adopt resolution number 2013-16, adopting the 2014 to 2019 six-year street transportation improvement program?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Gina first.
I'll second.
And Peter second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. All right, and that passes. Okay, 4.3, consideration of agreement with Larkspur Condominiums Temporary Housing and Michelle J. Hoslin, Interim City Clerk. And Ken Kaler, you're going to be the lead on that one, I hear. Thank you.
Thank you. As you know, we have a contract with Proffman about our interim city clerk, Michelle. And at the present time, she's staying at the Best Western, and that's getting to be a little expensive if you look at it. And so the staff has looked into a different location for her, which is at the Larkspur Condominium. And I think the Best Western was running somewhere between $1,300 to $1,500 a month. And the Larkspur is about $865. So there's quite a bit of savings there. We do have an additional cost that will come up at another time here, but the savings would amount to quite a bit of money here. So what we would like to do is get okay from the council here to approve that contract. Larkspur Condominium.
comments? Questions by council members? For Ken or council? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the month-to-month contract for Larkspur Condominium / PJT House Association for the monthly amount of $865?
Make that motion.
Okay, Mark Snyder first.
Second.
Okay, Ken Johnson second. Any further questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, and that passes. Thank you. 4.4, consideration of contract with Quality Furniture Rentals. Ken Taylor again.
Okay. As that condominium was unfurnished, she needs some furniture and a few items there. So they looked into that, and they have come up with a rental agreement with Quality Rentals for a monthly charge of $243 for her furniture. So we need an approval from the council for that.
Questions or comments by council? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the contract with Quality Rentals in the monthly amount of $243.86 plus the one-time $9 setup fee?
Make that motion.
Okay, Gina first.
Second.
Ken Taylor second. Any further questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? All right, and that passes too. 4.5, May Investment Report. Spencer?
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. I've prepared the monthly investment report for you. And as you can see, we have the two different investments, the LGIP and the Bank of America. Then we have our local account here across the street at U.S. Bank. During our last meeting, I mentioned that I was going to move some money over from our LGIP investments over to our checking account. And as you look through the attached reports here, you'll see that I've done that. And again, those are to pay for some of the large projects that we've had coming down the street and the improvements of the park and various others. We've had a lot of things going on this spring. Do you have any questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? New business? Okay, council will also receive the following department heads May reports and planning commission minutes. And next on the agenda is mayor's announcements. There will be a water sewer committee meeting tomorrow, June 25th at 10 a.m. in the water room at Public Works. That's Kaler, Deaver, and Darrow. Everybody on board for that?
Yep.
Okay, good. And the beautification committee will be meeting Thursday at noon at the Othello Senior Center. And also AWC are asking all councils to call the legislature, both senator and the representatives, to please put the money that was removed from the Public Works Trust Fund, which is about $300,000. Million, sorry, 300 million. You've got a set of phone numbers we gave you. Hopefully everybody got that. They give them a call and get a hold of those people and ask them, please, before they finish the budget, to put that back. That money was there for communities to use to help maintain their infrastructure. We could use it. That means that our industrial areas, sewer and water, will not happen this year unless they do something about it. So. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is this is Eamon's last council meeting. And he is retiring on July 9th. Thank you.
Eamon for a number of years, we've really appreciated the smile on his face, the sense of humor that he brings to a difficult job. And as a consultant, Eamon has always kept us informed of what was going on projects, what's going on in the community, which is a big boost. He's kept us involved. We don't feel like we're just the hired help. We're part of the community. He makes a consultant feel like part of the team, which is an extremely important part of what we do. That's the trifecta. That makes our job so much more easier, so much more fun, getting up and coming to work every day, knowing that we can deal with people like Eamon, like Terry, the mayor, council. It just makes the job worthwhile. So we want to congratulate Eamon for the years that he's put in, not only here in Othello, but for a number of other communities in the state. You will be missed. Congrats.
I had the pleasure of working with Eamon for 5 years as mayor. He's the best city manager I've ever had the opportunity to work with. The only one, but it's the young lady had a good point here. It's Eamon. It's a tough job. He works for the mayor. And basically he's a messenger, and people like to shoot the messenger. And but he's a good person. He's a leader in the community. He's been in the chamber. He's been on the Economic Development Council. And I mean, he's led both of those. So we're gonna miss him a lot in this community, not just with the city, but the whole community. He's the best facilitator that I've ever been around, as far as getting people, the right people, to a meeting and getting something done. And I'm going to miss you.